Baruch Hashem, we have arrived on this very special day, Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, and Klal Yisrael all over the world is engaged in celebrations, weddings, and simchas. But it's worthwhile for us to review the 7-week period between Pesach and Shavuot, because this is a time really of mournful and painful experiences for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, and the worst being the death of the 12,000 pairs of students of Rabbi Akiva who died from a plague during this period. If it's something that was so catastrophic, and we have to ponder, when something like this happens, why did it happen? Nothing just happens. And we've been told by our Chachamim that the major cause for this calamity was Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zebzeh, that the respect that they had for one another, the Ben Adam L'Chaveray, was somewhat lacking. We all know that Derech Eretz is Kodma L'Torah, and because that is so, therefore without that, these Talmidim could not be the future transmitters of Torah to the Jewish nation. And with their demise, a great void of Torah knowledge existed in Klal Yisrael. You just imagine the nation at that time having lost their main Torah scholars. And with that Torah knowledge, it threw the entire nation into mourning, the deaths that they experienced day by day. We can't even imagine. So many Talmid Chachamim dying in such a short period of time. But finally, Baruch Hashem, on the 33rd day of the Omer, we are told that the plague, the Magefa, stopped. And that was cause for celebration. It was mamish, like we say, Me'eva L'Yom Tov. And it became the minhag in Klal Yisrael to rejoice on this day. I can just imagine their Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, who was living in that time, living in the time at the end of the second Beis Hamikdash, in the period when the Romans were persecuting Klal Yisrael, what the great Tana had to deal with. And he came to realize that Shemet Ishtakach Torah MiYisrael, the Torah was at risk. Very possible. Without these Talmidim, the Torah could be forgotten. But instead of giving up, Rabbi Akiva did not despair. And he started all over again. And he chose 5 special Talmidim who he felt were worthy of transmitting the Torah to Klal Yisrael properly. And this was a very, very important choice on his part, because the future of Torah Shebaal Peh, its preservation and its authentic Messiah, depended on these Talmidim that he would choose. And one of the Talmidim was the Tana HaLoika Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. And it's very interesting to note that all of these 5 Talmidim that he chose eventually died during this period between Pesach and Shavuos. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai specifically He passed away on Lag BaOmer, on the day that we celebrate. And there has to be a correlation here. And the correlation is because Rabbi Akiva was afraid Shetushtakach Toyer Mi Yisroel, came along Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and he guaranteed the Klal Yisroel Shaloi Tushtakach Toyer Mi Yisroel. The Torah will not be forgotten from Klal Yisroel. And even though when a person passes away, it's a time of mourning, but when a tzaddik passes away, it brings a certain rejoicing because of the power that he now has in the Olam HaEmes, in the true world. So we rejoice on his yahrzeit for the guarantee that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gave us. For without that guarantee, how would we survive as a nation? How could we live without Torah? And one of the ways that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ensured the continuity of Torah was by his authoring the Zohar HaKadosh, which we understand as Kabbalah, where he reveals the spiritual hidden secrets that are contained in Torah. We cannot take Torah for face value. Everything that's in Torah is full of knowledge and secrets. Not only every parsha, not only every word, not only every letter, but every dot, every nuance. Reveals tremendous secrets. And then when he was forced to flee from the Romans with his son Rabbi Elazar, and again, Torah was at risk, we are told that he hid in a cave, first for 12 years and then for an extra year. And in this situation of seclusion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are told, created a miracle, by a miracle, a carob tree and a mayan and a water source, which allowed Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, to survive throughout that period. But in this state of seclusion, in this state of holiness, that's how the Zohar was written. And what they accomplished with this was they infused into the world a great measure of spiritual light, which continues to light our world with Teres Emes till this very, very day. Now we know that Gedolei Tzaddikim b'Misosam, Yosem b'Chayeyem, the greater are Tzaddikim in death than they are in their lifetime. And we try to understand this passage, because we would think it's the opposite. When the tzaddik is with us, he can be mashpia, he can have an effect in us. But when he's not with us, the exact opposite happens. But if we take a look at Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and we look at the impact that he's had on our lives and the impact that he continues to have and what is going on in the entire world on Lag BaOmer, based on the teachings of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we see that he continues to grow long after his death. And we come to better understand what Chazal tell us, Gedolei Tzaddikim b'Misosam Yosem b'Chayeyem, that sometimes tzaddikim have a power to create much more holiness after they are gone than while they are with us here. And these sparks of holiness that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai infused into this world, these sparks continue to illuminate and to give hope to Klal Yisrael till this very day. We take a look. His oyer brings achdus in Klal Yisrael, especially today on Lag BaOmer, b'chol tutas Yisrael, all over the world. You didn't come together without any period, without any divisions, to celebrate the great gift that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai shared with us. So we, in every generation, try to celebrate and try to connect to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Kedusha, to his holiness, to his Mesiras Nefesh, to the Torah that he taught, to the Avodah that he performed. And all of these tremendous attributes illuminate this very, very day. And from this day, there's a certain kedusha that emanates. And therefore we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we pray to Hashem, that in the Zchus of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, all of us should be blessed, and all of us should merit a Geula Shelema b'Mehera.